Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Britney, bitch. Brit in for Free Decision, hot off the wire. Over the weekend, the game's fiance, Tiffany, filed a police report saying that he punched her in the face, breaking her nose and injuring her eye socket. But he told TMZ he's never laid a hand on her. Now, pastor rapper Mace and his wife are getting a divorce and competing for custody of their two kids. It's speculated they were fronting about staying together just to sell their book. Not good. On a happy note, Pharrell Williams is taking bids on eBay for fans to meet him at Coachella. 100% of those winning bids will go to charity. More money, more problems. Theory might be true. Oprah told TMZ this is what happens when you get rich.
People ask for money depending on what they think you have. So when I was making $22,000 a year, people always needed $50. Then when I moved to like $50,000 a year, everybody always needed $500. Now nobody needs anything less than $50,000.
I only usually ask people for like a dollar. In Ratchet Reality Matrimony, Real Housewives of Atlanta's Candy and Ty did tie the knot on Friday. And yes, Mama Joyce walked her down the aisle. Loving Hip Hop Atlanta, Stevie J, his ex Mimi, and her boo Nico might be engaged because she has been wearing an engagement ring. Mindless Behavior has a new member. 16-year-old EJ has replaced Prodigy, who left last year. Me and Alfredas told you about Lupita Nyong'o, how beautiful her skin was. Lancome picks her up. She's the first black model for their brand. Oh, immediate takeout. They're trying to say that Rihanna is pregnant because she temporarily stopped smoking and drinking. I don't know about all that. At the box office this weekend, number one was Captain America 2 with $96 million. That has Anthony Mackie and Chris Evans in it. Number two was Noah with $17 million. And number three was Divergent with $13 million. I'm Britt. That's your Hot Off the Wire. Tell me what I missed. Tweet me at Too Pretty Britty and at Russ Parr Show. And for more stories, go to the RussParrMorningShow.com.